going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You're some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is. Hey, don't even think about it, all right? I'm better on my own. Hey, we started a whole new week. It's Monday.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. Hope everything's going good wherever you are, and I really want to say thanks for tuning in, man. It means a lot, and I just want to make sure everybody else out there is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And yes, I am talking about some Boy Scout stuff. You know, the other day, we had a weekend off. It was a fucking 3-day weekend, which was awesome. And I didn't want to do shit. I wanted to just, you know, have the days off. And at the very last minute, they needed an extra volunteer to help out with Boy Scouts. And I was thinking to myself, you know, those 3 days would be great. Especially like on Saturday and Sunday, where you just lay in bed until noon and then hit snooze again and sleep a little bit longer. Just, you know, that whole self-doubt and hating yourself that you go through, and why am I ever going to get out of bed? And then you decide that I should probably get a cup of coffee and realize that life isn't so bad after all. And then, you know, go through the day of doing absolutely fucking nothing. Don't get me wrong, doing nothing is actually my ideal holiday, especially being on deployment right now. But you don't really get 3 days off on deployment together that often. So instead, I was like, you know what, man? Yeah, I'll help you out with the Boy Scouts. Thinking I was going to teach maybe a 20-minute class on a Saturday and a 20-minute class on a Sunday. Not realizing I was going to teach a 3-hour class Saturday morning, early as shit, and Saturday afternoon, and Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon. But you know what, though? It was so fucking worth it. Sometimes... It's funny. Sometimes you'll do things and you won't realize the blessing and disguise in it, you know. This was definitely one of them. I was sitting there thinking, oh, fuck, this is going to suck so bad. And then realizing that if you're ever having a shitty time, and realizing that, how about let me just rephrase that to saying, I've realized that if you're having a shitty time with anything in life whatsoever, just walk away from it for a couple minutes, say fuck this shit, and hang out with a kid. I'm telling you, just the kids are like some of the best like reset buttons for your fucking personal bullshit. You get to put away your car payment, your fucking oil changes, your how many days you're gonna save on vacation, your penny pinching coupons, whatever. You just take a fucking break, sit down with a kid, and just talk about kid shit. You know, when I was a kid, I really didn't have a whole lot of positive male role models. I lived with my mom for quite some time, and I really didn't know my dad all that well. I mean, my dad's like one of my best friends now, and my dad was like one of my best friends when I was really little, but they went through a shitty divorce. They went through a typical divorce. I don't want to say shitty. I'll just say they went through a typical divorce, and it's shitty being a kid. And, you know, and we've all, like, I don't say all, but most of us have gone through some sort of bullshit like that. So my positive role model as a child, I think the most positive one I had was probably Optimus Prime and maybe Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Those are the people I looked up to. So there's like a couple of big brother, big sister things. I went and I saw like Fort Wayne Comets and Chicago Cubs games, you know, and some cool shit like that. But Boy Scouts really was weird for me because I wanted to go there to find some sort of, you know, positive leadership and shit like that. And I didn't quite get it at first. It was just really fucking weird because there's a bunch of misfit kids coming together and being shittier kids. But we ended up making things work. And we ended up doing good things in the long run. At first, maybe not so much. But, you know, and it's funny seeing where everybody turned out. You know, I'm in the military and I use a lot of the stuff that I've learned back then. Still to this day, as far as, you know, just some of the sayings, just some of the ways you go about life, man. And it's really cool that you have that kind of thing as a child and you can just help other people. And I think a lot of it, too, is instead of, like, trying to be somebody else, yeah, I think I'm going to get to where I want to be by trying to be what other people needed, you know? Or maybe I should say, be what I needed. You know, so if I make myself into what I needed as a kid, then I'm just going to make myself a better fucking person, you know? And I think that if you do that, if you think about who you needed as a kid and you put yourself in that direction, it's definitely going to fucking carry you through a long way. And some of these kids, man, like I was saying, it reminded me a lot of being a kid. All of it. Like, you know, the part that being curious, the wanting to know how things work, like, okay, cool. Can you put a machine gun mount on things? I remember thinking about that as a kid, and as I grown up, I have put machine gun mounts on many things, because as a steel worker, which is my job, I fabricate metal things, and I've put in a lot of fucking machine gun mounts on shit to figuring out, how do things work? Oh, like, how do I rip off a fucking vending machine? These little shits, if you've ever been to Okinawa, I have to give these guys credit because I looked and I almost cried laughing. If you've ever been to Okinawa, in the classrooms that we use here on Camp Shields, there's a vending machine right outside of our chaplain's office, of all places. And these kids, like, it was like a bunch of ants. Like, I walked up to the fucking vending machine, and they just scattered, you know, but they were all swarming around the vending machine. And I go to look, and come to find out there's a stick with a fucking, it's a Y-shaped stick, inside where you would receive whatever things you purchased, that is, if you purchased it. One of these little guys was taking the stick, had his arm in there, lifted it up, and was just like, because it's got a Y shape to it, right? He's twisting it back and forth, just knocking shit, like, off. And I'm imagining that it probably looked like a fucking sprinkler going off with just candy bars just flying all over the place, potato chips, and you fucking name it. And then come to find out later on, they're so quick to point out, I don't remember what the kid's name is, so I can't rat him out, so forgive me, but when they were like, he did it, and they pointed right at the kid, and I just was like, man, that's awesome. And I couldn't say that, but in my head, I'm thinking, oh my god, that's awesome. And it's funny, because, I mean, that's the shit you do as a child, and you know what, as fucked up as this might sound, good on you, man. The reason why I say that is, do you know how much the rest of your life a vending machine is gonna fuck you over? So that if you got one over on them early, well, there you fucking go. Because guess what? The rest of your life, that karma's gonna be a bitch. It's gonna ass rape you for as long as you fucking live. You're gonna get fucked over in vending machines. And that's just how it's gonna be, man. Another thing that I thought was really funny is, spoiler alert for Star Wars people, but when they were sitting in the class, there's another kid who was sitting down in the front row, and we're talking about things, and it was like, when, you know, we're talking about Fallout 4, we're talking about Star Wars, we're talking about all this other shit, and I was like, so who's seen it? And I didn't want to give any spoilers, and one of them raises their hand, I haven't seen it yet, and the other kid's like, Han Solo dies, and I was like, oh my god, man, you just did that, dude. And everybody just looked at him like, what the fuck? It's like he said cunt in church or something like that. It was crazy. Like, everybody stared at this kid. It was insane. A poor bastard, you know? But he's like, what? What? And then this one kid who didn't see it, just that look of just, like, sheer, like, disbelief. It's like, it was like going to a fucking ice cream truck to find out everything was melted inside of it or something. I don't know, man. Or you think you got the fucking Red Ryder BB gun and all you got was a shitty pool cue that was out of whack. And you don't even have a pool table. I mean, this poor fucking bastard had the best comeback I've ever heard a child just say. He just looked at him and said, you know, you're a fucking asshole. And I was... that's another time I was trying so hard not to laugh. And I said... Wait, dude, you can't say that in my class. And you don't know how hard it is for me to, like, not say cuss words. And I didn't cuss once in front of these kids. I'm proud. I should get a fucking medal. But I'll tell you what, man. But the way that kid said that to the other kid, I was like, man, I really should be upset with you for saying this thing. You can't say that in my class. And I looked at the kid who ruined Star Wars for him, and I was like, but I'm on his side. You know, so to me, it was hilarious, and I, man, poor bastard. But I just had a lot of fun, man. Just hanging out with kids, man. Boy Scouts, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Man, I really miss a lot of that shit, and I'm so glad I grew up out of that. We were some punk ass kids. We just can't get right. Camp can't get right. We had a bunch of punk metalheads. This is from when I was in Scouts. A bunch of punk metalheads. A couple really good kids that weren't us. And it was really weird, man. It was definitely strange. We caught a lot of fires that we shouldn't have been doing. We said a lot of words we probably shouldn't have. We chased a lot of girls we probably shouldn't have. No, I think we probably should have done that. That was probably pretty cool. But good times, man. Good times. All right, guys. Be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind of being shifty. Play queen, blah, blah, blah. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind of being shifty. Break queen, reverend. Do a good turn daily. All that other fun stuff. I don't know how to end these things.
nothing in that. I don't wanna go. Nothing ever since turning.